Jewish stories from pre-war times. We have three episodes to share with you. Back in Tsarist times, there were Yiddish writers, men and women, whose work fascinates us still. And right now, we're in Kyiv, in the center of town, and I'm standing by a statue of perhaps the most famous Yiddish writer of them all, Sholem Aleichem. He was born in the shtetl of Pereyaslav, not far from here, lived in other shtetls, married, and after a series of disastrous investments, he moved to Kyiv. He would emigrate to Geneva and, in time, New York. Sholem Aleichem published short stories and novels, among them Tevye the Milkman, which went on to be adopted as Fiddler on the Roof decades after he died in New York in 1916. How popular was he? Some estimated that perhaps 100,000 people came to his funeral. And since we are telling stories of Jewish life in Ukraine, let's listen to the actor Steve First read a passage from Sholem Aleichem's never-completed autobiography, From the Fair, about moving to Kyiv in the late 1800s.
Where does a homeless young man who wants to accomplish something in life go? To the big city. The big city is the center for everyone who seeks work, a calling, a profession, or a job. Where does a young man go who lost his dowry, was tired of his wife, fought with in-laws or parents, or broke up with his partners? To the big city. What does a provincial do who hears that in the stock market people turn snow into farmer cheese and gather up bags of full money? He heads for the big city to seek his fortune. The metropolitan center has a magnetic force that attracts you and does not let you go. It sucks you in like a swamp. There you hope to find what you seek. In Sholem's region, the metropolis was the famous holy city of Kyiv. That's what he set his sights on, and that's where he arrived. Actually, what did he set his sights on, and what was he looking for? He couldn't rightly say, because he himself didn't precisely know what his soul was yearning for. He was drawn to the big city, like a child attracted to the light of the moon, for a great town contained great people. The bright stars that shone down on us here on Earth with the clear light of vast and endless skies. I refer to the great writers and divinely graced poets of the Haskala, whose names made such a great impression upon, what shall I call them? Well, the young Maskilim, the naive, innocent youth. This was our first hero's entry into the big wide world and his first trip to the metropolis. He stayed at a Jewish inn called Reb Alter Kneva's Inn. It was in the lower part of the city, the Padol district, where Jews were permitted to reside. I said where Jews were permitted to reside, but I must retract that, lest it give the impression, God forbid, that all Jews were permitted to stay there. Oh no, only those Jews who had official resident permits were allowed to live there. For example, artisans, agents for businessmen of the First Merchants Guild, ex-soldiers of Tsar Nicholas I who had served their mandatory 25 years, and Jews who had children studying in the gymnasium. But this didn't prevent anyone from going to Kyiv. The Russian proverb says, if you're afraid of the wolf, don't set foot in the forest.